This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading the nation on the occasion of the 11th International Day of Yoga celebration by performing yoga alongside over 3 lakh participants at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh today. It is being synchronized with over 10 lakh locations across the country under the Yoga Sangam initiative. The Yoga Day is being celebrated across the northeastern region of the country through various yoga camps and other programs. The theme for this year is Yoga for One Earth, One Health. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma launched Mission Aman Asong, an advanced land management and revenue administration system in Garo Hills region under the jurisdiction of the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council yesterday. Under this, the Aking land under GHADC will be surveyed, mapped and digitized. This will also include land privately owned to demarcate clear border boundaries. The Chief Minister congratulated the GHADC for this remarkable step that will ensure the protection of land in the region. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma yesterday said that the state's road density stands at just 46.37 kilometers per 100 square kilometers, significantly low the national average of 116 kilometers per 100 square kilometers, highlighting a serious infrastructure gap. He noted this after inaugurating the 233rd Midterm Council meeting of the Indian Road Congress at the auditorium of the Mizoram University in Aizawl. Mr. Lal Duhoma emphasized the crucial role of road infrastructure in Mizoram, which currently has only one airport and a single railway line. Highlighting Mizoram's international border, he also proposed that national highways in the state be treated as strategic roads, strengthening both connectivity and national security. The Kolasib district is steadily emerging as a major oil palm hub in Mizoram, with over 5,300 metric tons of fresh food bunches exported last year, generating revenues of around 7 crore rupees for the local farmers. This milestone was highlighted at a review meeting on oil palm development chaired by Deputy Commissioner Robert C. Lal Mangaiha yesterday. He described oil palm as a priority crop under central government initiatives. Farmers engaged in oil palm cultivation deserve continued attention and support in view of the crop's economic viability, he underscored. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has revealed that an average of 120 new HIV cases were being reported every month in the state. Speaking at an awareness program on HIV/AIDS held at the lobby of the Tripura Legislative Assembly, Dr. Saha shared that as of May 2025, Tripura recorded over 5,008 cases, among whom more than 1,000 were women. Participating in discussion, former Health Minister and Congress MLA Sudeep Roy Burman demanded the inclusion of sex and drugs education as compulsory subjects in schools from class 8 to class 12. Acting decisively against rising cases of illegal fraudizing, the East Khasi Hills District Administration has issued a strong warning to groups and individuals to desist from unauthorized collection of donations from commercial establishments. The order issued by District Magistrate R.M. Kurba categorically prohibits any form of donation collection in the district without prior permission from the competent authority, citing recent reports of rampant illegal collections. The order states that such actions constitute a criminal offence and will be dealt with strictly. The directive comes in the wake of repeated complaints from business owners about groups distributing donation slips to shops in Yodo and other parts of Shillong City. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra started from Nathula yesterday. A total of 36-member group kick-started the pious journey, which was flagged off by Governor Om Prakash Mathur. A total of 10 batches will visit Kailash Mansarovar from Nathula this year. Each batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the pious journey. They will perform Kailash Parikrama first at nearly 17,000 feet altitude and then Mansarovar Parikrama at 50,000 feet altitude. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.